Good afternoon. Skies have remained mostly cloudy today across interior New York and New England, although breaks of sunshine allowed for some heating to go on the first part of the day. This, combined with increasing humidity, has led to an unstable environment across most of the region. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning continue, especially across the U.S.-Canadian border and in the Champlain Valley. Also, showers and thunderstorms are firing in central New York. Gradually, as a front approaches from the west, more numerous showers and thunderstorms will develop, and with jet stream energy available, some of them could be on the stronger side, particularly with gusty winds and heavy downpours. More showers and thunderstorms will be moving through tonight as that front passes through the region and upper-level energy at jet stream level passes by. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy and muggy tonight with temperatures in the 60s to around 70. Even tomorrow morning, we'll start off with a few leftover showers with that front still close by. But as it tracks off to the east and eventually out over the Atlantic, drier air will start to build in from west to east, and the humidity levels will come down considerably on a northwesterly breeze. It also looks like we'll have a return to more sunshine for the second half of the day tomorrow, and temperatures will be back into the lower and middle 80s. Right now, it looks like Sunday will be mostly dry with high pressure building in. Although with a little bit of energy lagging behind this system, we do run the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, and temperatures will be in the upper 70s. More energy at jet stream level will move through for the early part of next week. With highs in the 70s, we run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the central Gulf Coast states, Tennessee Valley, Ohio Valley, and southern to central Appalachians. The National Hurricane Center is forecasting the remnants of Cindy to move north-northeastward across the Tennessee and Ohio valleys today. Scattered thunderstorms will be mostly concentrated on the eastern side of this system, where low-level flow is forecast to be strongest. The latest model guidance shows a 40 to 50 knot jet streak, which is forecast to move across the mid-Tennessee into the southern parts of Kentucky this afternoon. This will create favorable low-level shear for rotating storms, and even a few tornadoes will be possible. Straight-line wind damage may also occur. The greatest severe threat should be from northern Alabama, north-northeastward into middle Tennessee, central Kentucky, and southern Ohio along the corridor of the strongest instability. Meanwhile, as moisture from Cindy is transported northward ahead of a cold front, heavy rain and flash flooding will be possible in association with this system from portions of the lower Mississippi Valley to the mid-Atlantic. Flash flood watches and warnings remain in effect from northern Louisiana all the way to southwestern Pennsylvania. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms, mid-80s. Boston, partly sunny with the risk of a shower or storm, mid-80s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees. The average low, 59. The record high 96 set in 1888 and the record low 44 in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m. Sunset this evening 8:37 p.m. 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and humid with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and humid today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid to upper 80s. More scattered showers and storms tonight, muggy in the upper 60s and lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-80s. More scattered showers and storms tonight, muggy, lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and Humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, highs in the mid to upper 80s. More showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and quite humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the middle 80s. More scattered showers and storms tonight, muggy in the upper 60s to around 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning shower or thunderstorm, then a mix of sun and clouds with the humidity levels dropping on a west breeze, lower to mid 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, just the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm Sunday, mostly dry, upper 70s. A better chance at a few more scattered showers and storms Monday and Tuesday, mid 70s. Mostly sunny, back to 80 Wednesday, and a bit more humidity in the mid to upper 80s with a mix of sun and clouds Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.